Now 87 and living in a home, an old soldier, Hector, thinks back to a former love and the First World War. Bill Fraser is Heck.
Did you try the cheese scones today? Hmm? Hmm? Did you? Where's he gone now? Are you still here? You haven't left me out here, have you? Is that you? I tried the scones. I thought they were quite good, you know, for this lot. This old place. I like eating cheese outside. Outside in the sun. Where was I? I should have asked him if he came through the park. Don't you want to hear the rest, eh? My mother begs me not to go on her hands and knees. Poor woman. What have the French ever done for us? They were her words. They hate us, heck. Oh, I didn't listen, of course. I never listened to my mother. The poor woman. Macaroons. You came through the park, did you? Did you jog? Oh, yes, I was fit once, before. We were near a river. We were in a field near a river, and this man, a little man, top brass, you know, we've got them here, in this old place. Well, there's nowhere left for them, is there? I mean, there's no foreign that's left, so they come here and give orders. Make orders. This grass. Keep wheelchairs off the grass.
Who do they think they are, eh? Hey, what is it?
Suddenly grass. Only a bit of grass. I say, up there's to them. If I want you to wheel me on their precious grass, well, that's where I'll wheel. Blooming officers. Well, this little man, you know, by the river, Haig, it was, on a black horse. He had an escort, lancers, their pennants flapping in the breeze. He looked us over and then he left. He rode off with his lancers. My God, we've been standing in that field for hours. For hours! Oh, you should have heard us. Oh, the language. Blue. It was worse than blue. You think you can swear? Well, you should have heard us. Well, we blew. Yes. We knew how to swear. Mind you, we had good reason. Did I ask him? He came through the park, eh? Up Sawyer's Hill. Are there still deer in the park? I used to walk from Kingston Gate to Roehampton Gate, you know. That was before, of course. I was a youngster then. In the summer I saw foxes. I saw a fox chase a rabbit. The rabbit nearly flew, it went so fast. I don't know if the fox got him, it probably did. You know foxes. Yes, I used to meet a girl. We walked to the pond. Pen Pond, old Pen Pond. You got a girl? You know, we filled sandbags at night. We had to carry these things forward in the dark, stumbling forward in the dark. We were enlarging the trenches for the big push. We were all going over. All of us. All of us. My father, a tall man, a Middlesex man. I came in straight into the front room. We'd no hall. What have you done? He asked. Joined up, I says. His face, it was scarlet. He could swear, too. He really could swear. Tell me, do you know what he does? He rips this picture down from the wall, a picture of him in uniform. He rips it straight off the wall. His medals, his cuttings, he takes from the sideboard, and he goes out the back, and he burns the lot. Burns the blooming lot. He stands in front of the fire and watches them burn. Well, they'd strapped him to a gun wheel out in Africa. God knows why. He never told me, and he'd never forgiven them. My poor mum, terrified she was. Stayed in the kitchen, he did. Stayed at the sink. He didn't talk to me again until the Christmas of 27. Came to see me here. The old so-and-so begged me to forgive him. He was on the way out, you know. He was on his last legs. Some illness. He was worried about his soul. He thought they weren't going to let him through the pearly gates. My God, was he in a state. Well, I told him not to bother. There's no one there, I said. He's had enough. God died on the first morning of the Somme, I said. He died of shame. That's what I told him. Well, I never saw him again. You think I'm hard, do you? What do you know? You jog through the park. What do you know? Well, we went to communion and knelt in the grass. The sky was blue. Placed my helmet and rifle beside me in the grass. There were hundreds of men. Rows and rows of men praying. Many of them were in tears. You got a girl? I knew a girl. She'd be standing by the gate. Roehampton Gate, long blonde hair, down past the shoulders, a lovely girl, Ethel, old Ethel. I never saw her without her clothes, never saw her in the buff, no such luck. Mind you, I wouldn't want to now, not now. Oh, no, no, not now. Poor old Ethel. God rest her soul. She visited me when they brought me back. She stood in the corner of the room. She wouldn't come close. I told her, find someone else. Someone whole. That she did. Off like a shot. Never came again. Not one visit. Not until she was 80. And she'd no one left. I didn't mind. I didn't complain. I like a natter. You still alive, she says. She brought me rock cakes. What are these, Ethel? Rock cakes, Hector. How am I supposed to eat rock cakes, Ethel? We gave them to the birds. They didn't want them either. They couldn't lift the things. They couldn't lift old Ethel's rock cakes. They were big birds, too. Rooks. We marched off to the front through our artillery. The guns were going off all the time. The gunners stripped to the waist, their backs covered in sweat. We passed close to them. Their eyes were bloodshot and they had blood coming from their ears. Now, you're still here, eh? I'm not putting you off your sandwich, am I? Oh, I wish I could see. What is it? Ham with mustard? I like a drop of fresh mustard with ham. Yes. They all had blood coming from their ears. These lads were digging a trench. A great big trench, a huge thing. We asked them why was it so big. They said it wasn't a trench. They laughed till they wet themselves. It was a grave, you see. It was a mass grave. It was a large grave for a mass burial. My God, that really put the wind off us. You see, they were expecting a lot of deaths the next day. Still, we didn't really believe it. Not us. My God, our boys, young lads, youngsters, chucked. Thrown into a dirt hole, all piled up on top of each other. Brave boys. Think of us as dirt. Treat us like dirt. My mother used to come here. She brought me her macaroons. I always saved the almond till last. She wanted me to come home. I'll care for you, Hex, she said. You'll feel better at home. But it's better here. We're all in the same boat here. No one stares. It's all right here. My friends, me pals. We marched up the Kingston Road. Proud we were, white handkerchiefs waving at us. Women ran up to our train and gave us cigarettes. Women waving handkerchiefs in a green field. The night before the battle, that night, there were rumors flying about all over the place. The Germans had run away because of our shelling. All the barbed wire in front of their trenches was smashed. It was going to be a walkover, just a stroll in the country. Oh, poor Ethel. When she saw me afterwards, what a mess I was. Oh, yes, mess isn't the right word. Still, when I took her to the pond, Pen Pond, that was before the war. I was all right then, you know. Oh, yes. It was a hot summer's day. We walked across the polar pitch and through the trees. There were swans on the pond. Swans on the water. Yeah. Well, the day broke. The day. No other day like it. It broke. Great red purple clouds. It rained at first. We let the rain run off our helmets and into our dixies. It tasted better than bitter. I can still taste it. Soft water. We used to have a barrel at the back to catch the rainwater off the shed. Soft rainwater. Good for the woolens. Oh, my mother's woolen underwear. Oh, poor woman. She begged me not to go. I didn't listen. Do you think it would have been any better if I'd stayed and worked at Bentall's or somewhere? I wanted to be a gardener. I think I'd have liked that, you know. Peaceful. It's peaceful in gardens. I could have worked here or in one of those gardens on the hill with the old brick walls. Those south-facing walls. You could grow anything up against those walls. And in the winter, there's not too much to do. A little bit of edging, rake the paths, rake the leaves, burn the leaves. I never wanted much. The company commander told us 0 hour would be 7:30 a.m. Our assault time, we were in the second wave, our assault time was to be 7:45. It was madness, of course. We were going to have to cross no man's land in broad daylight. But the best bit...
You like this? You laugh at this? The best bit was we couldn't charge.
Oh, no. We couldn't charge across no man's land. Oh, no. God forbid. No. The biggest battle of the war. The blooming Somme. And we had to walk across no man's land.
Honour bright.
Walk across at a leisurely pace.
Yes.
It was an order. As if we were out walking in the park on Sunday afternoon. A stroll out with the pals. My God, that was a good one. I mean, a walk in the park. I've walked in the park. We've all walked in the park. We know what it's like to walk in the park. Oh, yes, I've even walked in the long grass. Oh, yes. We lay in the long grass, me and Ethel. I had to smoke to keep off the midges. I had bites all over. All over. She lifted up her skirt. Oh, she was a good girl. I'd never known it, you know. It was foreign to me. If it hadn't been for her. Still, it wasn't much, you know. It was a bit messy, really. A bit tricky. And blow me, it was over so quickly. So fast. I was just getting the hang of it and it was over.
Is that it? She asked. Is that all there is, Hector?
I didn't know. Anyway, I was chuffed. I'd done it, you know. I'd done it.
Oh, well, she said, shall we go and have a cup of tea?
We walked up to the lodge and had a cup of tea. That was all right. That was nice. I carried that with me. And a photograph, you know. Hers and my mother's. Well.
It turned out to be a perfect morning after the rain. A cloudless blue sky, not a breath of wind. There were even larks singing out in no man's land.
Bloomin' larks, having a bloomin' sing-song.
Well, Around about 6:30, our final bombardment started off. My God, the noise. A murderous noise. Murderous. We cheered when the shells landed on their spiked heads. We all cheered our heads off. Some men even climbed up onto the parapet to get a better view. I know I did. The whole sky throbbed as the shells passed overhead. All you could see were huge puffs of smoke and the red bursts of shells. The first wave went up the ladders. You feel alive. It makes you feel alive. They were all smoking cigarettes and pipes and everyone was talking. And then the Germans started shelling us. Our officers had told us their guns were smashed. You know, smashed. The Germans were supposed to be dead. But they weren't, were they? They weren't. They weren't dead. They were shelling us. I saw a trench take a direct hit. They were throwing our dead over the parapet wall. A man was killed quite close to me. His pipe was still in his mouth. You know, the pipe was still smoldering. Still smoldering. You know, I wouldn't mind having a cup of tea up at the lodge one day. You know, one Sunday in the summer. If I'm still here, of course. You get a good view up there. You can look across to Kingston, Hampton Court, Bushy Park. I know all those places. There's a fish bar outside Hampton Court. Is it still there? You can get jelly deals at that fish bar. Ethel took me once on one of her visits. She did. You need a trip out, Hector. That's what she said. She hired a car. She did. Blow me. She hired a car with a driver. And we had jelly deals in the back. Had a couple of slices, a can of beer each. She was all right, was Ethel. Poor girl. She died not long after that. I was her first, you see. They say you never forget your first. You've always got a soft spot for your first. Hey, you want me to finish? You can wheel me back then. All right. It was 0 hour. 0 hour. Whistles blew, and all along the front, the first waves stood up and went over the top. And the faster they went over the top, the faster they fell back into the trench. You know, shot. Dear God, the sound of the German machine guns. Like a swarm of bees that wasn't supposed to be there. I tell you, never trust an officer. They'll throw you down the river every time, every time. Whole waves of men walked forward and were just swept away. They went down one at a time as the machine gunners worked their way along the advancing line. Not one man faltered, not one man wavered. They just disappeared into that wall of steel and smoke. And when they emerged on the other side, only a few were left standing. Whole brigades swept away. And still, those men who were left kept going forward at the correct pace. No Man's Land was littered with men lying on their backs, their sides curled up like babies. Oh, yes, it was hard to believe most of them were dead. He couldn't believe it. All the world was forever dead to those young boys. Then, oh God, then it was our turn. The officer barked out, 4 minutes! Men started to pray. Our father looked out. Others made out their wills. The really young ones, the fresh ones. They just cried. We all took a last look at our photographs. I kissed my mother. I kissed Ethel. I kissed her in the long grass. 3 minutes! A man went mad in our trench. He was young. He was running around and raving. He bit a man and snarled like a dog. Snarled like a blooming dog. An English boy, raving. He had to sit him in while he was lashed to a stretcher. 2 minutes! We were all shaking. I shook like a leaf. It still amazes me. From where did we get the strength to endure it, You tell me. I don't know. I haven't got a damn clue. But we didn't run away, did we? We didn't run away. We held fast. No one can ever say we ran away. We just went over the top together. Like brothers. Like blood brothers. 1 minute. The snap of bayonets being fixed. I kept repeating, you must get over the parapet, Heck. You must get over. My father. The officer shouts, get ready, boys. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The whistle blows, and the officer screams, come on, boys, over the top, and the best of luck. You know, it was damn tricky. You know, getting over the top. It was damn tricky getting those drawers off Ethel. I could hardly shift my legs getting over. I was shaking in my boots. I was all thumbs. I popped sausages with fingers. Poor girl. If she could have seen me, all the blood drained. We looked like ghosts. The poor girl had to pull them off herself. Great pair of drawers they were, too. Huge, white drawers. You could have sailed the boat with those drawers. I should have been a sailor. I should have joined the Navy. They didn't have to run into machine gun fire, taking away my bottom half. It was over so quickly, so fast. Lying there, looking down at what was left of me. I was just getting the hang of it. And it was a bit messy, but I could have liked it in time. Lying there in a pool of stuff. Me and Ethel. But again some day, once we got the hang of it. But it was over. Blimey, it was all over. It had hardly started, and it was over. Well, so, you're going to wheel me back now, all right? I've finished for today. It's getting chilly, and I can't stay out here. Eh? Where are you? Speak up. There's no one there. You can't leave me out here. I can't wheel myself back. How can I wheel myself back? I can't see. You know I can't see. I can't see a damn thing, can I? Where are you? Wheel me back. Wheel me back.
Bill Fraser was Heck. Graham Swannell wrote the monologue, and the producer was John Tiedemann.